higher prices for ice, bottled water, roof repairs, generators, and motel rooms have the advantage, Sowell argued, of limiting the use of such things by consumers and increasing incentives for suppliers in far-off places to provide the goods and services most needed in the hurricane's aftermath. If ice fetches $10 a bag when Floridians are facing power outages in the August heat, ice manufacturers will find it worth their while to produce and ship more of it. There's nothing unjust about these prices, Sowell explained. They simply reflect the value that buyers and sellers choose to place on the things they exchange. Jeff Jacoby, a pro-market commentator writing in the Boston Globe, argued against price gouging laws on similar grounds. It isn't gouging to charge what the market will bear, he wrote. It isn't greedy or brazen. It's how goods and services get allocated in a free society. Jacoby acknowledged that the price spikes are infuriating, especially to someone whose life has just been thrown into turmoil by a deadly storm. But public anger, he thought, was no justification for interfering with the free market. By providing incentives for suppliers to produce more of the needed goods, the seemingly exorbitant prices do far more good than harm,